Nebraska college students were protesting the Vietnam War in the late 60s and early 70s, and you might be surprised how closely they were being watched. Steve Tewald remembers going to a Nebraskans for Peace meeting in Central City. A couple days later, he was talking with Lincoln police about plans to protest Vice President Spiro Agnew's appearance at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln.
Lincoln police official that we were meeting with said, "Oh, I'm aware of this meeting you had in Central City, and we have this FBI report about it."
Dan Laidley was another UNL student involved in anti-Vietnam War activities.
I had a friend from high school who joined the Army and was in Army intelligence. And he told me one day that you have a file, FBI has a file on you.
Paranoid concerns of young Vietnam War activists who didn't trust the federal government? No, the FBI was keeping an eye on college campuses during the war. A close eye. Mostly through a Freedom of Information Act request, we obtained a pile of FBI documents offering a snapshot of how the agency was watching so-called New Left groups at UNL. One example, a 3-page teletype from the Omaha FBI office to the agency's Domestic Intelligence Division about a November 1970 student protest. It starts, quote, "A confidential source who has provided reliable information in the past advised 15 University of Nebraska students met at the University Ministry of Higher Education, a campus religious complex in Lincoln, Nebraska, and decided to protest the renewed bombing of North Vietnam." It continues with great detail about the students walking into the draft board office, reading a letter, and leaving. There's also a memo listing members of a student group and that the FBI has evaluated their, quote, "propensity for violence." Details of a meeting of students and faculty at a private home to plan a demonstration. Even a report on a campus speaker, noting students, quote, "had expected a glib spokesman for issues of interest to protesting students, but instead he was very dull."
The 1960s was a period of time when the FBI was casting its umbrella fairly widely as far as looking at, you know, what was considered subversive or radical, you know, behavior.
John Fox works for the FBI as the agency's official historian.
It was the idea that anybody who talks about, you know, overthrowing the government or, you know, radically changing the government or doing this or doing that kind of fell under that watchful eye. And part of it was simply the Bureau was looking at so many different things that and people were sending in so many different things, you know, whether, you know, it was local law enforcement, local politicians, people that the FBI was working with or that sort of thing.
The FBI documents contain lots of references to established confidential sources at UNL and the need to develop informants. That doesn't surprise Laidley.
We were suspicious a little bit of, you know, some of the people who were hanging out there with us. And most everybody I knew, we knew each other pretty well, but there were a couple of people kind of hanging on that we didn't know where they came from, and they weren't from here.
There are also references to so-called counterintelligence efforts, requests from FBI headquarters for field offices like Omaha to be alert for, quote, "opportunities to disrupt activities." Here's how this happened in one case. As campus administrators were deciding whether to officially approve an anti-war student group, the FBI attempted to influence decision makers by sending the school a copy of a magazine article that told about problems the group caused on another campus.
Certainly the sense was that that was going on,
says Paul Olson, an English professor and anti-war activist at the time.
And how much it was targeted to innocent people and just an effort to intimidate students from having free expression where they felt their lives were on the line.
These were activities that took the FBI out of its law enforcement mission and actually were trying to disrupt some of these groups that the Bureau considered radical at the time,
says FBI historian Fox. Today, the agency officially acknowledges it was doing things it shouldn't have during Vietnam.
In kind of retrospect, again, the Bureau came to realize that that broader look at ideology didn't meet our mission, and we had to change the way we looked at those things.
Tewald, though, says it was unnerving to know law enforcement agencies like the FBI were, his words, spying on Nebraskans who were exercising free speech rights to protest the war.
One of the most lamentable things about the Vietnam War issue was the alienation that people felt from the civil institutions. There was mistrust of our government. There was mistrust of our government on the foreign policy front, and there was mistrust of our government on the local law enforcement front.
For NET News, I'm Mike Tobias.